Hi, this is Tim, the record store clerk. Want to take a minute out and say thanks to Bri and Walt and Q for doing the benefit podcast and everybody who bought one and all the kind words. It means the world, and it's really helped out a lot. Thank you so much.
Adam has more to offer than just shoveling food down his throat.
Still looks small to me.
Holy fucking shit, that girl is big.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. We got a full house here. We got Q.
Mm-hmm.
We got Walt.
Mm-hmm.
And to a lesser extent, we got Getem.
Hey, hey, hey.
I had a good idea for Getem. I was on my way here. And this is something, Q. You and I wrote a script. One day we were going down to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a guy that was dressed as a Statue of Liberty in probably 20-degree weather.
the sign twirler?
The sign twirler.
Yeah, right, I forgot about that guy.
And we felt so bad for him. We were like, Can you imagine, like, that's what you're driven to? It's like, that's – you got to do it.
It was so cold.
It was
for taxes, right?
Yeah.
Liberty taxes, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so we started talking about it, and we came up with a story, and we actually wrote a whole entire script around it. Which I still think is a pretty good movie. I think it would be really fun. But I was thinking, in Getem's off hours, maybe not the Statue of Liberty, but if we could dress him as a four-colored demon with an arrow pointing upstairs.
Did you see that arrow that's in the stairs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did that I did a thing where it was just him, a day in his life.
Oh, and he – oh,
and I had him go out in the office coach in the outfit and on the highway and try to direct traffic into the parking lot.
I was not aware of that.
And a bus pulled up that let everybody gets off from New York.
Yeah.
All the commuters. And he's trying to like dance in front of them and point them in direction. We're a podcast to you. Come check us out. Not
what
one person
if
looked.
They came up there. Like, what would you have to do?
You say one person looked?
Not one person.
Oh, not one person?
They just get off with their briefcase and keep walking right to their cars.
I didn't know what I always thought that sign was just made to just like – because it's so difficult to find your way around here. It's so like such a labyrinth.
Could you imagine that? I brought a sign that huge because it's that difficult to find your way to the office? No, that sign was made specifically for him to stand on the highway and try to direct traffic in here.
Yeah, we actually built it. We had John downstairs – do the vinyl.
This is where you don't need to get into these small details. Yeah. That's why you are out on the highway dancing and pointing people into the parking lot, and I'm sitting here, do this now and do this.
Yeah. let me give you the fine details of how the sign was made.
It's the boots all over again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the constructive input I need.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I do this, if I just put my finger
the
on my
signals
nose
again,
yeah, no, kill that story you're telling, or wrap it up ASAP. If I rub my nose, and if I scratch my ear, then it's a good story. Keep telling it.
Yeah. And then we have flea market sign language.
Yeah.
So if he says my leg is hurting, that means it's not a good deal. Walk away.
Why not just say it's not a good deal? No,
it's awkward and rude in front of the guy who's trying to sell it.
Right. So, my leg is hurting. What if it's a good deal? You just go to the purchase.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Yeah, you just like that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I also had another idea for Getem for a Patreon show.
Okay.
Do you know what a mukbang is?
Ugh.
You know?
Yeah.
A mukbang. Let me take a guess.
Okay.
Muk what?
Mukbang. Bang.
Is it dirty?
It's not dirty, no.
Okay. Mukbang. Gosh, it sounds so
– sounds dirty, right?
Yeah. It sounds like some sort of illicit porn. But I can't even make a guess of what it could possibly be.
I'm going to a mukbang tonight.
It is a Korean internet phenomenon has become a global trend since the mid-2010s, where individuals live stream themselves eating large quantities of food, often with interactions with the audience. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like 10 years ago? Up?
What is happening?
10 years ago, he could do it.
Tell Steve Dave's mukbang.
But I think at the stage of his life right now and the condition of his health, that would be rolling the dice, I think.
Yeah.
Does it have to be gross food? Could it be like just salad?
It could be anything. It says like very – like any kind of food, like usually from easily accessible places like fast food restaurants.
Do you have footage of this? Is there a video we could see real quick? Because I'm curious.
Hold on. I'll look it up while we're talking.
I feel he's just now getting over all of his ailments, and now to throw him right back into a mukbang would be disastrous. For his...
What are you getting over? He just went to the front office. He hobbled like a crab. Like he was like,
oh, really? That's actually pretty good movement compared to what it has.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Here's an example.
Holy shit!
It's a lady with like it's like 10 meatballs.
She's a big lady.
Yeah.
She's not a small girl, and she has a fork that is somehow picking up. Oh my God. Why are people doing this?
I don't know.
Internet.
Money.
But who's watching it? How many views does it get?
This Internet praise.
Millions.
It's this kid.
This one has 323,000 thumbs up.
323,000.
With 9.8 million views.
Holy
the
fuck.
The heavyset lady you just saw, 1.3 million views. There's a bald lady eating fried chicken here a million views. They can't interact with the audience. Let's see. Here's some fried chicken.
Holy mukbang. Shit, it's a bald chick.
Yeah, all kinds of people.
A lot of Asians. Is this just – oh, because
well, it's
a
Korean. Korea. Yeah,
gotcha,
started in
gotcha.
Korea, yeah.
Okay.
But so you think, Walt, that Ghidam doesn't have what it takes anymore?
No, I think, like I said, 10 years ago, he could eat anyone under the table.
Right.
But now I would fear that it would be detrimental to his health big time. And I also think, you know, all kidding aside, I think he's more talented – than just shoving food down his throat.
Yeah,
I really think he is. Like all those people, they don't have anything else to offer. I do think Ghidam has more to offer than just shoveling food down his throat.
All right,
gonna need a citation on that. What do you got?
What do you mean?
Like in what way? How?
He makes things. He's got a sense of humor. It's not just shoveling food down his throat. That's not his only skill.
But everybody knows that even if he's mukbanging, they can say, okay, here's an additional thing that he's good at.
Yeah.
Shoving fried chicken down his gullet.
I don't think he's going to be able to shovel salad down. I think he's to probably go to the peanut butter chicken.
Oh, I love salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be – I mean, it could be a peanut butter chicken coma.
Jeez.
Could be. It doesn't seem advisable. And maybe like when he used to walk around the auction all the time and it was real thin, like back then, and he could you put it away back then?
By then I had like trained myself to eat less.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I would usually have like two hamburgers in the morning, like, you know, make my own hamburgers.
How much with the patties? I mean, with the buns and everything?
No, just plain hamburgers.
Just beef
almost
patties.
Like Salisbury steaks, yeah.
Sure, okay.
Or like two chicken breasts.
Right.
And then I would go till – then I would have dinner later on.
Yeah.
Maybe a protein bar during the day.
No mukbanging.
No.
Is there like OnlyFans mukbanging?
I'm sure there is. There's got to be.
I've never been on OnlyFans, and everything about OnlyFans makes me sound like I want to be on OnlyFans. Like everything's there. I've never been on the website.
Do you think there's some people who have – that's a sexual gratification to watch those videos?
I got
to
imagine that's the only thing, right? Like why else would you do it?
Yeah, they're called feeders.
Oh, okay. But I thought maybe it's just the freak show aspect that you're just interested to see how much this person can put away.
Maybe, but I'm not going to pay $4.99 a month just for a freak show aspect. Like I got to be
on OnlyFans, I think these people are readily available on TikTok.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're on TikTok, YouTube, like, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I think OnlyFans is like gainers and feeders.
Gainers is people putting on weight?
Yes. They want to put on weight.
So
they
chub chasing like type thing.
And then the feeders are the people who encourage it, you know, and get off on it.
Yeah, there's a whole would it be a subreddit? Ghidam?
Oh, just
call it a subreddit.
Subgenre?
So, no, I mean on Reddit.
Oh, like, yeah, there's definitely a subreddit.
I've seen, yeah, like girls that are like thin and they're like, look at all my progress. And they're like maybe 120 pounds in one picture and then 220 pounds what in the next one. Yeah, it's crazy. On? Yeah, and they're like, look how great I'm doing. And because they want to put on.
They just want to plump up.
Yeah, they want to plump up for the well, for the dollars.
I'm not here to judge anybody. Like, get it, go get it, girls. Go get it.
If you, at least you're getting paid to do it.
Right.
You know, one, I guess there's one positive, like if you're going to do it anyway – yeah. It's going to happen. You might as well get paid to do it.
Well, I saw that Lily Allen, the singer, was saying – I don't know where the fuck I saw it – was saying that she makes more money – not that she's current and like – you know, not, I don't know if she's putting that – but she says she makes more money off of – she has an OnlyFans feed account. And she goes, I get over 8 million streams a month on Spotify and I still make more off OnlyFans foot photos. Which is nuts. How much are people paying for the – it just goes back to it. Like, is that just easy money, man? Get them. Could you be rocking an OnlyFans foot account?
My feet? No. No way.
I don't know, though. There might be people who are like the gnarlier the better.
Yeah.
Are males getting a lot of moolah by showing off body parts? I would think it's a more predominantly a female thing.
I don't know, man.
I mean –
we found that website that had my feed on it. Remember, it was like it was chopped up for the public consumption.
Do you think the people subscribing know what percentage are male? You think to anybody's OnlyFans?
Oh, non-kink specific. I would say
kink specific.
Oh, kink specific. I don't know because women are kinky freaks. Like they can get into that shit.
They pay for it though.
The idea being women don't have to pay for it generally. Yeah. I don't know. I would think there'd be room to. For a wider woman margin on the freak show stuff. But I think like straight up OnlyFans, just tits and like stuff, it's yeah it's like 90 something percent dudes.
I think it's high 90s.
Yeah, it's gotta be. But I, you know, I've known a lot of fun girls. Oh, look at this. But she's pregnant, no? That girl's not pregnant?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's an example of a good example.
Fit to fat.
Fit to fat.
Well, she's not that fit to begin with. But, yeah, wow. Hey, you know, I don't like it for me, myself.
It's unhealthy, though.
I don't dig it. Look, man, but half the shit I do is unhealthy. I can't really – holy fucking shit. That girl is big.
That's really unhealthy looking.
That's AI. That is AI. That's not real.
Holy fuck.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay.
You're a sucker. Fall for anything.
I think when I was younger, I would have made fun of – of chub chasers, like in my 20s. But the older I get, the more I'm like, hey, man, I get
Taste
it.
Change?
I get it. It's not for me still. It's not for me still, but it's not. Well, it's like I dated girls that were not that big, but like, you know, plump girls. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, I always kind of liked it. But like that's a level of big that's like, I don't know.
Well,
man.
That's like morbidly obese.
Yeah, but there are guys that just fucking love that. Love it, yeah. Which is, hey, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, hey, man, go for it. Go for it.
I was watching, I'm done with it now, Love After Lockup, and there's a guy there who's like, he looks like the size of Jimmy. And then he has this massive wife like that he's super into.
Yeah.
And it is. It's weird. It's just like there's somebody for everybody.
I had a teacher in high school whose wife was really big and he always would make fun of her. But he would be like, nah, you put her in black pumps by the pool and she looks like a goddess.
He was saying this to his class?
Yeah.
This was fucking great.
This an all-boys school?
Yeah. Catholic.
Is he still teaching, you think?
All these guys back when I went to that school were all like retired cops and firemen. They were not real teachers.
Oh, they didn't even have the credentials to
teach? They did. They did. But it was guys who were like just retired from the police department. They're like, yeah, these fucking skulls and these porkers. Like shit like that. It was great. It was the greatest. Yeah, no, this is so funny, man. I love those guys. But, yeah. Wow.
I just got a note from Sage's teacher.
Uh-oh, I mean, right?
Tomorrow's National Down Syndrome Day, so I told Sage it's her day. It's all about her, and she told me she's going on vacation.
Going on vacation? Where's she going?
I don't know. I don't know. She has a lot of weird ideas about, like, I just had to buy her prom bid, which was, I can't remember, her prom bid, like, you know, when you go to the prom. Yeah, you have to, like, pay to go to the prom.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Right. Okay.
So it was $100 to go to the prom, and she's still –
What do you
still,
get for $100?
I think you just get in.
Food.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a catered, I couldn't remember. Like, did we eat dinner?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we did. I was trying to remember. It's Mary Beth. Yeah.
Yeah. We were at the Shalimar on Staten Island was where I was.
Oh, I remember Shalimar. Yeah,
Shalimar. It's a Chinese supermarket now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's weird.
But she told me she's still insisting that James Charles is going to go to the prom with her.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure
Prince
how to
James
tell.
Is still in the picture?
No, this is James Charles. Prince James is in the past. He's in the rear view.
Oh, yeah, she moved on.
This is James Charles, who's a very well-known YouTuber. He has like 17 million subscribers.
I thought this was a real Kitner class.
Is he in the mukbang?
No, he's definitely not in the mukbang. He's a super effeminate gay guy.
Okay.
That she can't – obviously, she doesn't know the difference.
Right. Yeah. She loves him.
She loves him. She thinks he's cute.
When are you going to have that talk, though, to let her know that?
Probably after the prom.
He didn't come? What a jerk.
He said he was on his way.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how to get certain things through to her, you know, like – I didn't go like, hey, he's gay. He doesn't like girls. Well, this one I'm just trying to be like, he lives far away. He lives in L.A. He's very busy. I don't know if he's going to have time. Plus, like, she's like, he's my man. I'm like, he's not your goddamn man. Like, what are you talking about?
I love it. I love her mind.
Oh, it's crazy. It's all like, it's all day as soon as she gets home. It's nonstop. Like her talking to herself. Her doing her makeup because she got – for Christmas, she got an official James Charles makeup palette.
Oh, wow.
So she's super into that.
Oh, this guy – I think you said this guy was a YouTuber.
He is a YouTuber.
And he puts out his own makeup?
He sells stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's pretty well known.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not exactly sure how to get it across to her that, like, he's not going to be there. So – and you're going to have to probably hang out with your lame friends. Some of them literally lame.
Yeah, that's not an insult. It was a description. I went to see Broadway play. Well, did I tell you about this?
No, I don't think so.
And Juliet?
Oh.
No, yes. I'm not familiar with
that. It's a story. It sounds on paper like something that it's like the absolute last place I would ever want to go.
Is it a romance?
It's more of a female empowerment thing where it's like it takes place at the opening night of Romeo and Juliet, and Shakespeare's there, and his wife Anne Hathaway is in town, and she hears the ending that – no, not the actress. Like, his wife's name was actually Anne Hathaway.
Oh, God damn
it. Yeah, I know. Believe me, it would have been great. And she decides she doesn't like the ending. Why is Juliet killing herself? Like, you know, that's not her choice. She should go on to live a life, and, you know, and it's about, like, Juliet doesn't kill herself. She goes to Paris to become her own woman.
It's kind of like Wicked. Like a different spin on a classic story.
It is, and it's all the songs are like pop hits. It's like a jukebox musical. It's all songs you know by this one guy who wrote so many hit songs, and it's all like, dude. It's like on paper, it's like the last place I would ever want to be. It was fucking awesome. It was so much fun.
Really?
Yeah. It was fucking dope. I can't recommend that Juliet enough.
I was going to say, like, how much did you regret going? But it seems like,
dude, it was
not at all.
It was literally like, I was like, I cannot believe how much I'm loving this play. Yeah.
So now, would you say you have a different perspective on sisters doing it for themselves?
I think I do. Yeah. Well, they did this thing where they were also
one play. That's all I fucking talk.
I'll explain why. They did
49 years of cultivating a Staten Island. One play. No,
they made it funny. It wasn't over. Okay. They weren't banging you over the head. Like, everything they were going for was presented in like a comedy pill.
Okay.
And it was pretty fucking funny. Like, I enjoyed it, man. You know, and it made me rethink about some of my stances. You know, they snuck in a lesson without me even knowing. Well,
that's the key, I think.
I walked out, man, and I was just like, man, I gotta be a better person. But they didn't tell me to be a better person.
But use the feather to tickle your funny bone rather than the hammer to bash in your skull.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
that was it
key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So they tricked him. He fell for it.
No, and it was all like non-binary. It was all, and it was just like they stuck the landing. And then
BQ just turned 50 and still learning new things.
Yeah, yeah,
love it.
49. Yeah. Don't age them too much.
Yeah, give me the year. Give me the year. It was great. Yeah, I might go see it again. So if you wanted to go, well,
I'm going to Broadway next month.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to see Stranger Things.
Oh, that got here. That came?
Yes.
Oh, man. You got to let me know how it is.
Yeah, that looks a little bit – I don't expect to be any – to learn anything.
Right.
And I don't want to. I just want to see cool shit. I want to see fucking
– Yeah.
Demonoid monsters dancing and
– Yeah. Yeah.
Bald girls, you know.
Oh, is it about 11?
Making people levitate and blood coming down their nose. I'm hoping there's a lot of blood. And I knew there was going to be singing, but I
– Oh, it's a musical?
I assumed it was. How else could you do it? I mean, I would expect it's got to be a musical, right?
I don't know. That seems like a strange marriage of properties, but maybe.
Well, was Back to the Future a musical?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
King Kong was a musical. Spider-Man was a musical.
Yeah, yeah. But there are a lot of plays that aren't musicals.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we went to see –
Is Harry Potter a musical?
The Larry David –
Yeah, Larry David on Broadway, 12 Angry Men that you want to go see isn't a musical. Mm-hmm. I don't think Harry Potter was a musical, but I could be wrong. So there are plays.
Okay. Anything I've seen always has some people singing and dancing in it. So.
Which is nice. I'm down.
Just says theater production.
Yeah, I don't think it's a musical.
What, the Stranger Things?
No, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yeah, I don't think Harry Potter is, and I don't.
Okay, you know what? I mean, look, I'm not going to be upset if there's no singing and dancing in it. You know, as long as there's some blood in it and some monsters, I'll be satisfied.
All right.
How are they going to bring that show back at this point, do you think?
Stranger Things?
Yeah, where everybody's like in their mid-20s.
They got to do a time jump,
It's a time jump.
Time jump?
They have to.
I mean, it feels like it's been off the air for over a decade.
Yeah, it really feels like the last time I watched it was a while ago.
I can't wait for it to come back. I think this is it, though, right? This is the final season.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I definitely want to see how it all ties together.
I wonder if it'll be as fun when they're not kids, though. You know, like if they're adults and they're still fighting the same monsters and shit.
I don't ever think like that. To me, I feel the writers have done a pretty good job making me care about the characters, whether they're not teenagers or their late teens, and now they'll be in their 20s.
Right.
Yeah. As long as it's well written, I think it's cool.
Yeah. As long as they also give Will Byers another haircut, because that thing they had him in last season, that bowl cut was fucking God. I felt so bad for that actor.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it just looks weird, man.
Yeah, I remember that. He wasn't in it that much, but when he was.
You could have updated that haircut for the poor kid.
So it says it's a play, not a musical.
Oh, nice. Fuck, man! My whole ensemble I was going to wear was for a musical. Now I'm going to have to.
Well,
have to get a different.
What day are you going? Maybe there's a matinee of Juliet. I can come meet you
next month. I don't know what date is. It's a Saturday. Though.
Are you conflating Stranger Things with Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Shows up in fishnets,
throwing bread at the stage.
Have you been watching Daredevil?
I have. Yeah.
That smile says to me you're enjoying it, are you?
I'm starting to have some complaints. I mean,
that smile was a lingering after Aunt Juliet.
That was Aunt Juliet. Joy going away. I mean, look, that was a good scene with Frank Castle, I thought.
The internet loved it. The internet blew up over the scene with Frank
Castle.
But
I thought it would have been better if that was just the first scene. And then there was another scene where Frank Castle was the Punisher killing people. You know what I mean? I thought it was just like the intro to him being back.
Now, is that it for Frank Castle, you think?
No, fucking way.
No, in this series.
No.
Is that the only time you were going to see him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're setting up those cops as like
– I'm surprised because I don't think they want to touch Frank Castle with a 10-foot pole. I don't think they want to show him blowing away bad guys.
They gotta.
I just don't think they want
to
do it.
It's time to take – you can't – the Punisher is a great fucking character with a long history that people love. You can't give him up to fucking like right-wing nut jobs. You can't. You have to keep him in the show.
Why do right-wing people not like Frank Castle?
No, they love him.
Oh, they
love
him.
That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, they love him a little too much. You know what I mean?
Right,
thin blue line flags with the Punisher skull on
him. And look, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but there are some people that are, take it a little too far.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can let them have it, man.
I think that you're going to see a neutered Frank Castle.
Well, we already saw that with the series where he was running around with a teenage girl and never wearing the Punisher symbol.
That's still more fucking testosterone that you're going to see from Disney, though.
That was Netflix. But what's the point then? You can't. I hope not. I mean, maybe you're right.
Maybe they'll do it again with the feather. Maybe they'll tickle your funny bone with Frank Castle. Right.
Well, I know like everybody of a certain fucking type jerks off all over themselves about that scene in the comic book where Frank like confronts the cops with the symbol where he's like, you're a cop. You took an oath. I'm not. Take that off. And he rips it off him and shit like that. I'm just hoping they don't translate that to the fucking series. But I have a feeling like they will, you know. But
overall, though, I just think Daredevil is like, if you're going to make a show about called Daredevil – he's got to be in it more than 10 minutes of the first four episodes.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, come on, guys. Like, we got to start.
It really feels like they've missed the ball and they have not.
Maybe it's a budget thing and they're just saving the action for the second half of the season.
Disney just doesn't have the cash.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I agree.
They don't have – just a small-time production company.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It only cost $2,000 to get to the park.
No, but they announced they're doing a – you know how they did Werewolf by Night?
Yeah.
They're doing a Punisher one.
A one-shot?
Yeah. So it's like somebody over there clearly is hoping that they can get a handle on that character.
I don't think so. I don't. I will be shocked if you see the Punisher that you remember from the comics that you know and love. Yeah,
I'm just holding out hope.
You know, they have done everything to try to destroy that Punisher in the comics.
Yeah, they sure have.
And I really doubt there's any people in Hollywood who are. Going to bring back Frank the way that
I'm hoping there is. I'm hoping because I know so many people in the industry and I know their real feelings, and a lot of them are like, I just can't fucking wait till we could start like doing fun shit again. So it's like somebody's got to peek their head out and be like, you know what, we're gonna make the Punisher fucking a killing machine, killing bad guys.
Why can't they do it? What do you think the reason
cops
is?
Have. So, the whole thing with the cops adopting the Punisher
logo and stuff.
It's just
I think that was okay because that had happened for years. But I think like some like white supremacy group started using it and shit. And then you're like, come on, guys. Why do you got to fucking pick the Punisher? You know what I mean? Like fucking hell, man. I love that Punisher t-shirt I have. I don't know. I feel like it's –
can you not wear it anymore, you feel?
You've had to hang it up in the closet for another day.
Like, I feel like I can start wearing it now. That's what I'm saying.
On IJ?
Yeah. No, it's a Marvel. It's a Marvel one. Okay. I can't wear it. I can't wear a Marvel one. Yeah. If he was DC, though, I would wear it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I would.
I was going to say, I have an old Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt with a rebel flag on it. Can I start wearing it again?
Yeah.
Is it done forever? Yeah. I don't even know where it is.
I might fold that one and put it back in the drawer.
I might give that to Goodwill.
Yeah. Let somebody else deal with it.
If you lived in Georgia, I'd be like, maybe. Right. But like in the North, we understand that to be only one thing.
Right. Yeah, and I don't feel strongly enough about repping Lynyrd Skynyrd too.
But the Punisher, like, I don't think it's fair that he's taken from us. So that's stance I'm gonna
well, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to make your voice a lot more louder if you want the Punisher back that you love. You might have to get a little bit more vocal, a little bit more online presence to, you know,
it's too late then. I'm not doing it.
You've got to make your voice heard.
Yeah, it's one thing to like wear a Punisher t-shirt. It's another thing to argue with people online who are like, evil the word of Punisher. You can't like Punisher. How dare you like something that I don't like? Type thing, you know? Yeah. You know, who wants to have those conversations? But in public, and somebody was like, what's that? I would be willing to be like, you know, it's a great character, and, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah. I subscribe to the mindset, and I feel it's done so much for me. My mental well health is like, you know what, man? Those comics, they're still on my shelf.
Yeah.
They can't take that away. They'll never, you know, it's that Punisher or for whoever we're talking, whatever character it is that Hollywood has destroyed or neutered or just bastardized, and, you know, they lost the character's soul. It really doesn't change anything because the original material is still there.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you have to look at any kind of remake.
Yeah, Star Wars, anything.
Yeah, yeah, any of it. You have to be like – you have to remind yourself, yeah, like it still exists. They're not taking anything away.
Yep.
They're adding too, but
they're just ruining.
Yeah, they're just wrecking everything.
I talk Sunday Jeff off the ledge seemingly monthly.
Really?
About Star Wars. I have to remind
still,
him.
Still,
I hold
still
his
holding
hand.
On hope. He hasn't given up like everybody else.
He's furious at times. It's like he's a madman, wide-eyed and frothing at the mouth about what they did to Star Wars. And I have to be like, those three movies are still there.
Yeah.
For how long? Don't take it away.
Doesn't he own them in multiple formats?
Yes.
You know it's only a matter of time before they overdub it and make it illegal for me to watch.
You can't really be saying that, is he?
No.
All right. It's illegal for me to watch.
The microphone's listening to me. They hear me say Greedo shot first.
Oh, he's man. The most passive, completely like, oh, no, Star Wars still sucks? Oh, well.
Yeah, I do. I have hope for the Punisher, though. Well, okay. Maybe not this version of him, no. But woo, he's
– So what did the original vision of Daredevil Reborn, what could it have been if they scrapped it? And the guy who plays the Punisher was like, no, I'm not going to be involved in this show.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, and he said, I'm out. I'm not going to be – I don't want the gig. And they rewrote stuff and said, okay, we're going this direction now. And then he decided to come
back. He stood
up
for the character?
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing online.
Fucking dope, man.
Now, I don't believe anything I read online. Sure. But so it could be complete and utter bullshit. But apparently he said he declined and said, no, thanks, but no thanks. I won't be the Punisher in Daredevil Reborn. But then he agreed to do it after he got some rewrites.
Ah, fucking makes me love that guy. That's
What's
awesome.
His name, Barenthal?
John Barenthal. Yeah. Oh, that's so good to hear, man. Somebody who actually loves like the fucking character they're playing and stuff. Like, that's pretty great.
Yeah, apparently that's what happened. But what could that original Daredevil been? I think we're seeing bits and pieces of it. I don't think they scrapped
Maybe
everything.
It's that scene I described where he goes up to the cops and he's like, you can't do that! Wag, 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 wag. Maybe they were doing that. Who knows?
Yeah, but there's a lot of courtroom drama in Daredevil, man. Oh. A lot of like boring talking heads. Fisk and his wife.
Yeah, but at least Fisk and his wife paid off in the last few minutes where you're like, oh, he is still a fucking monster. You know?
Did you like that?
I would rather that.
It seems so comical
than him
and seems so
fucking
unrealistic, though. If that's what he did to his wife's lover.
Sure, but the alternative is that he didn't do anything to his wife's lover.
I think we both know it's unrealistic to keep a man captive for centuries.
But it's comic books. Like that's where I'm like, it's comic books. That's all right.
I would have liked to have just seen that he beat him to a
I thought he was going to like cut his hands off. When she said that shit about his hands,
an artist.
I was like, oh, fuck, this guy's going to show up with two fucking pirate hooks in the hands by the fourth episode. Yeah, it's a little – this episode I was hoping for a little bit more Daredevil.
Just a fleeting glimpse of the costume. Well, we did see it hanging up in a closet.
Yeah, we did.
Along with a Leonard Skinner shirt and a Punisher t-shirt. That's all we saw in the Daredevil costume, hanging true. Up in a closet.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get there.
Like I hear about these shows that you guys watch, and I'm like, all right, I want to be on the same page as them. But then you talk about them as if they suck, and I'm like, well, why would I fucking bother?
Well, there's still Matlock, though. That's still kicking
Matlock
butt.
Matlock is still going strong.
Yep.
New episode tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where me and Gidim are now we make appointment viewing for television. We haven't done that since we were kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We text each other if it's over.
Well, all right.
Asking questions.
What sort of questions?
Like, what did this mean? What did this mean? Did they bring this up in an earlier episode?
Okay.
That kind of, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's great.
Hey, trying to guess what's going to happen in the next three episodes.
Did you guys watch Reacher? Did we talk about this?
No.
Reacher?
Never watched Reacher.
Oh,
no.
Boys. Watch Reacher, man. Yeah. Go watch Reacher. It's on Amazon. It's on its third season. It's about a guy who he's a military vet who just
– Is it based on the
– Books.
Tom Cruise?
Those are based on a book.
Okay.
And it's just this military guy, and he's played by this fucking beast of a fucking man. And he just walks the land fucking using his skills to fight crime and beat the shit out of fools. And you're like, oh, this is awesome, man. Yeah. And like, he's so big and intimidating that like, it's great. Cause in the show, people go to start fights with him and then they'll just look at him and they'll just like cower away and shit like that. It's like old school fucking ass kicking. Like it's great. It's okay. It's legitimately great.
It's called Reacher.
Reacher. Jack Reacher is his name.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been enjoying the fuck out of it.
Is it? Did you ever see Banshee?
Love Banshee.
Was it as anything like Banshee?
Oh, dude. It's not as – like Banshee is over the top.
Right. Banshee's like a live-action comic book.
Yeah. Banshee's over the top in a great way. This is a little bit more grounded, but yeah. You know, it's playing in the same kind of like an unstoppable force comes to town and just mm-hmm. – Oh, you're going to get your ass. If this guy sets his sights on you, like, you're fucked.
God damn it.
You're straight up fucked. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh. What's the matter?
No, you just went dead for.
Didn't I?
No, he went dead for.
Oh. Yeah.
It's still going. Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
just blowing Reacher. I mean, people can fill in the blanks, yeah. I guess, but thank you.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
And I started reading. Oh, this is a little pop culture episode. I love this. I started reading a new series of books.
Oh.
Yeah, called Dungeon Crawler Carl. Have you heard of this?
I think I heard about it from Brad, Chuck's co-host.
It seems like they would enjoy it. My buddy Nick Giovanetti,
yeah.
You know, sent it to me for my birthday. And it's a book about like this galactic race of aliens who basically force humans into a Dungeons & Dragons game. And it's about this one guy who's kind of like a knucklehead and his pet cat. Gets sucked into the dungeon and the cat gets its intelligence upgraded. So it's this guy and his ex-girlfriend's cat fighting its way through this fucking Dungeons and Dragons type world. Mm-hmm. But it's really funny, really cynical. And there's 7 books for each layer of the dungeons, a new book.
Oh, wow.
It is so much fun, man. It's like he goes in, he's wearing boxer shorts. And he hates that he's wearing boxer shorts so much that the game keeps giving him magical boxer shorts that he has – Like, the stats he gets by wearing the boxers are just too good to pass up. So, like, the whole game, he's just running around in hard-covered boxer shorts with this fucking talking cat. It's almost like you could see young Bruce Campbell playing the part. Okay. Like a knucklehead type thing where that's going – I'm loving it, man. I finished the first book in a day and a half. I'm like, I'm already started reading the second one. Wow. Yeah. Dungeon Crawler Carl, man. No lessons, Walt.
No lessons.
Not a single lesson to be learned in the book. Just fun.
It sounds like it's soon to be a motion picture.
I fucking hope so. I hope so. Yeah. I'd like to recommend that to the audience. Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Dungeon Crawler Carl. Want to know what I would recommend to the audience?
Please.
MeUndies.
Yeah.
Damn straight. MeUndies. You're right.
Do they give you magic? Do they have magical stats?
Yeah. They should do a crossover with Dungeon Crawler Carl and do like magical boxer shorts.
I don't think they do boxer shorts, do they?
Yeah. He just went out again. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, maybe it's this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you.
All right.
Yeah, it's weird. It just dips out for like a millisecond.
Yeah.
That's not like anything I'm saying is fucking important anyway.
I know. What I'm saying is important, though, because the thing about being a guy is we're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. Male makeup? What to go? I'm not going to read all this stuff.
That's not true. Sage's boyfriend wears makeup.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I can't read this shit.
I don't want to lie.
A pec push-up bra? What would the bros say? If you saw your bro wearing a pec push-up bra, would it bother you?
At this point, nothing. Nothing my bros do. Yeah.
Meggings that accentuate this caboose? Walt, you could use that.
Yeah, I definitely could. My caboose needs some uplifting.
But, dude, there's kids out there. Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gifts to help men feel big, the contoured pouch and ball
Did
caddy.
You say, but there's kids out there?
Yeah, you're not supposed to be wearing meggings.
What? Why would they mention kids?
Because meggings that accentuate your male caboose, and they don't want kids seeing it, I guess.
That is weird. Are you sure you're reading the right copy?
Let me see. Hold on. Oh wait, no. This is my diary. No, it's on there. I'm telling you. The Micromedal Sling keeps things separated and lifted. 9 out of 10 women swear the sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge. Style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has the look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small. I'm dying now?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
Might just be the output.
Yeah, but you heard me die on yours. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So it can't just be the output.
Hmm.
All right. Well.
Well. Anyway.
I thought you meant that Ad was dying, and I agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to bring up kids again. Hold on. Versatile loungewear.
When you say it gives you the appearance of a major package.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
What happens, though, when those MeUndies come off and that package isn't there, though, then? Isn't that selling a false goods? And
women do it all the time with their padded bras.
Hey, man, know, by then the trap is sprung. What is she going to do?
Guess what? I'm small.
But have you ever been disappointed, you know, when you got a bra off and you're like, whoa, these tatas look way bigger under the sweater?
No, not bigger. I have run into some wayward nipple placement that I've been surprised at, but nothing that
you MeUndies can't be held responsible for that. No.
Yeah, one shooting off to the left, one shooting down. You know, not like they can't be responsible for that.
Right.
There's no surgery that can.
I dove right in and they were just as fun. I'm just saying I was surprised. I was just surprised.
But it's like for a guy, if you're wearing like a padded shirt that makes it look like you have muscles.
Yeah.
And then you take it off and you don't have the muscles. That's awkward then. Like, how do you, like, well,
yeah.
That look you see on the face has got to be like, oh, yeah, I really don't have muscles. Oh, and also my cock's half the size you thought it was, too, with these MeUndies.
Damn MeUndies.
I don't know. I mean, isn't there something to be made for, like, being proud of what you got and maybe not trying to have to, like – or MeUndies would beg to differ.
MeUndies would probably say, Walt, we're paying you for this. Shut up.
You're right.
Don't ask so many questions.
It is weird, though. It says 9 out of 10 women swear this sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge. Who's that woman?
I mentioned this. There's that one bitch who's just like, nope. Like,
no. Still looks small to me.
MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. Unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. Responsibly sourced. You know we love that. Problem-free philosophy. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping on orders of $75 or more at MeUndies.com/TESD. Enter promo code TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. Code TESD for 20% off. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in.
If they just had the Punisher fighting the mafia, I think they can get away with that. I think it's when you get into street level crimes that people are like, hey man, maybe you should be blowing away a mugger. But I think if you set up like the mafia, I think you could still do it. I think nobody cares about seeing a bunch of guineas getting blown away by the Punisher.
I think you're wrong. I think that's why Sopranos towards the end was getting a lot of criticism. And that was before the internet went batshit crazy. And there were still people who were like, this is absolutely offensive to Italian
Americans.
When
Sopranos first came out, that's what it was, yeah.
But I think the internet is louder now than it was back then.
For sure.
Yeah, but I think you could still get away with it. You could, throw the Irish mafia in there every once in a while.
I think the Russian mafia is fine.
Russian mafia is a great one. Yeah, if you work with organized crime, I think you could still get away with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, everybody's going to start wiping in their eyes and crying if it's like a drug dealer on a street corner. Then you got to worry about what happened. But like a guy in a $3,000 suit with a pinky ring
who's also selling drugs,
blow him away.
Okay, it's hard. You're blurring the lines, though.
Oh, it's all right, bro. Don't try to make sense of it. We're in modern society. Yeah, Russian mafia, tracksuits. You can get away with all that stuff.
Okay.
And that's not selling out the character because, like, that was his main focus for a long, long time was mafia.
He's only
– Manucci, remember?
He's only going to go after Russian mobsters.
I do think you can get away with Italian and Irish still, yeah.
Right. Not Ukrainian.
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Let's not be idiots about this. We're trying to get points on the board, get them, not make a statement.
You want to get the show, made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ukrainian mafia, could you imagine? Yeah. No, I think you'd do it.
Or, you know what? Have them just shoot rubber bullets and not kill anybody. It's no big deal.
Nobody wants to see that.
I'm fine with that.
Where's the punishment?
Or do it like they used to do it in like the old Marvel comics where the gang was like a white guy, a Puerto Rican guy, a black guy, an Asian guy.
I think you're playing with fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think – you could probably get away with Yakuza still. They just got to be really well dressed. I think if they're well dressed, they can do
it. Post-COVID world?
John Wick's still out there doing it, bro. Okay. He's fighting Russians. He's, you know, I think he still do it.
I just think give him rubber bullets.
He's not punishing anybody.
Yeah, then it's like E.T. where they're like, instead of guns, give him flashlights.
No. That's what he used to do in the comics. Yeah. When he used to take out people, like he didn't want to kill him, he'd shoot him with rubber bullets.
Sure, when he had to assault like a cop station or something like that, he put in rubber bullets.
You ever been hit with a rubber bullet?
No, I don't think it's fun, but it's like I also like am free to commit crimes.
You want a serious punishment from
the
Punisher.
You see the welt on your face. From a rubber bullet. That's
I don't think
punishment.
It's pleasant. But I think if they hit Don Corleone in the face with a rubber bullet, he's still
out
there.
Blow his eye out.
Yeah, but the next day
that's
he's still doing things, though. He's still out there.
He blows
the
other eye out.
Okay, we're getting closer.
You're talking about an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. They killed his kids, though. Like, what, you're not going to have to use rubber bullets.
Do you want to get this made, Q, or you want to –
you want to get it made at that expense?
I don't want to get it made of rubber bullets. I will go for the $3,000 suit crimes.
Okay.
That I'll do. I think you still get away with that.
Is that where the nation has gone, where we want to see rich people punished?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw the Luigi Mangione.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Yeah, Luigi Mangione.
Yeah.
I mean, when is that trial starting?
Oh, I don't know. That's probably going to be a while.
That'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
I hope he represents himself.
I've seen people. That'd be interesting.
Oh, really? Yeah, because people would be hanging on every word.
Yeah.
You know, if he seems like he's very smart and articulate.
Does he? Have you heard he's like
– Well, he went to the finest schools and everything. He should be
– Well, they've been releasing letters that he's written to people while in prison.
Yeah.
And so
– very articulate.
Yeah. But you have to look at it through the lens of he's not writing those without going to his lawyer first.
Uh-huh.
So
there's got to be a movie about him coming up soon, I would have to think.
There was an HBO doc.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a movie, though.
I've seen people with the tattoos of like with the bullet and then the defend, deny, whatever. I've seen tattoos of that, man. Like how could you be so
passionate?
It
resonated, man. People who get dicked around by fucking insurance companies, they finally – saw somebody like be like, fuck it, I'm not taking this shit no more.
Right.
You know, that resonates with the people who get
– a lot of people probably –
dicked over and see loved ones suffer because insurance companies deny them care that may have saved their life or at least didn't make their final year's agony.
Dude, I want to fucking shoot somebody because they don't cover my whole cortisone shot. I can't imagine. I can't imagine these people who are like, yeah, they've paid in their whole life. They're like, oh my God, now I'm sick. And they're like, sorry.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, what pieces of shit?
Especially when they're making billions of dollars of profit. Yeah. It's like, guys, how about a billion? Yeah. Like, why don't you just like be happy with that and help these people out? I know. It's wild.
Well, I guess that's it. Since it's privatized, it's like it's not about health and it's not about medical care. It's about money. Yeah.
And your insurance agents who have to like the people you deal with, you know, you're not dealing with the big wigs, you know, who are on the board, but the people who have to relay that information, how do they do it day by day, denying and putting up red tape that people have to go through, going through all the songs and dances that they do to make people not get the money.
Detachment. You just detach yourself.
How can you I want to meet how you can detach yourself from that.
It's like being a drone operator in a war. You just have to pretend you're playing a video game or something.
Or being like a vet tech or something. Just seeing sick animals constantly all day that you have to put down or, you know.
Right. But then there's also – but you also get on – when you're a vet tech, you also get to save animals to offset that.
Yeah.
What is that person who's denying people – what are they getting?
Yeah,
where's their shot of
– That's probably your job is like and, you're the denying guy.
Oh.
And there's arguments to be made that you're helping the animals when you're putting them down because you're reducing suffering. So we can't really apply that to humans much as we'd like to.
What do they get their feeling of like, well, at least today I did something good for this family? Usually they're not.
Unless there's a department that solely denies, then yes.
I believe that their MO is to deny as much coverage as possible, no matter what the situation is. Maximize profit. I don't think a vet tech is is a good comparison.
Not in the same class, no.
Well, I'm just saying is the
I know detachment,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm not saying that they're the same. I'm just saying that's a job where you need to develop a detachment to so that you can go home and, you know, not dwell on your day. But at least
there's some good things during the day, too. Some animal comes in and you helped it, you know, and it got better.
Yeah, you got to play with kittens, all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure
– it's probably easier, too, because the denial person is on the phone. They're not, like, across a desk from them, you know.
And it happens – and it's not just healthcare. I remember when Sandy hit all the things that they're like, oh, we're not going to cover this. We're not going to cover that. And we're like – the fuck? What do you mean? Like we paid it. We never missed a payment. And now you're like, we're not going to cover this now. But it was in the – and they tried to like, well, it may not have happened because of Sandy. And there's a technical term. If it was a cyclone, you would be covered. But this was not technically a hurricane.
Yes, it wasn't water damage. It was wind damage because the wind pushed the water.
All the different verbiage that they try to use – to just get out of
pain. To not pay, yeah.
The tree was
to leave you homeless, basically.
Yeah.
The tree was pushed down by the wind, not because the water logged the roots and made that detach.
It's so scummy. Yeah. It's like, fuck you, man. Yeah. That's
tough job. For those guys, I have to deny, because I'm sure they're not getting paid all that great of money either.
Right.
And they're just doing a job, but what a shitty job.
Well, soon they'll all be replaced by cold, heartless AI to tell you that they're not. They're not giving you your payment. So I don't know whether that's better or worse.
That's poignant. Yeah.
It's all going downhill. The more I hear about this AI, the crazier it is.
Do you think it'll replace you?
I'm too old. And what are they going to replace? Dicking around on a fucking hidden camera show? Like, they'll talk about a worse use of fucking computing power. But I think I'm just too old. But like the...
trillions of dollars put into research to make
I take another season.
I'm sure we're cheaper.
I just saw the new Boston Dynamics video where like the robots doing cartwheels and shit. And
I think I'm too old. I think it's kids in there but then again, the direct market, YouTube, I think that is going to be the future, you know, direct to consumer type stuff. And I you know, people still have that outlet, but yeah, man, like it's just going to wipe the board clean. It's going to be great. Get him. You'll be all right, though. You won't be affected. You'll be okay. Don't worry about it.
AI can't sleep on a couch like I can.
But AI can't put together a baby stroller.
That's right.
AI can't spin a sign on the side of the highway.
That's right. What great jobs and options. I mean, if I was a 15-year-old kid, I'd be like – and I would, they don't have the brain development yet to be terrified like that. But I what the fuck's the world going to look like in 30 years? It's crazy.
Yeah, even now you get tricked by stuff like on Twitter. I'm like, oh, wait, that's not real.
Yeah.
You know, or Instagram or something.
It is. I get my Facebook feed because I like helicopters and stuff. I get fed like pictures of jets. But now it also thinks that I like the military.
Okay.
And I just constantly get these military AI images.
Of what?
Of just like fake soldiers and stuff like – loaded onto the back of a semi-trailer, like dragging a giant American flag. And it's like, why don't pictures look like this trend? And it's obviously AI. But there's tons of people who are like upvoting it.
Jesus.
And it's and like you look at the links and it's all old people. And it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. God bless our troops.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Well, even if the picture's fake, it's still the same sentiment, right?
It is, but it isn't.
Mm.
You know, there's actual soldiers out there.
Yeah, now it's like
people don't realize that it's AI.
I think if you look at AI now, like those 10-second clips of it, you could tell it's AI. Like there's going to be the point where you can't tell. You're like, oh, we're all
yeah, like that thing that I sent you, Walt, the picture of the magician with
they made the Polaroid from Dimension X come to life.
Yeah, he made this Polaroid.
That's amazing.
Really? Where? You got that? Let me see that.
Yeah, I have it somewhere.
Pull it up. Yeah. You can find it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But you can still
it's
even –
shocking.
How good it looks.
Because it makes a picture of my daughter, Caitlin, come to life and it looks like her.
Wow.
It's scary, spooky, and also like just inspiring because you're like, wow, this is what people are going to be capable of just right now, and what will it look like in 20 years?
fucking 5 years. It's gonna be insane.
Yeah, because even like there was like when she ran away, like there was a part that you could see disappeared into another part. Like,
yeah, there's blemishes and there's things like bugs in it.
Right,
but it looks so good that you're like.
At first glance, you're like, holy shit.
How is this possible?
Yeah. And that's first draft on an app or something like that. Yeah, fuck. Yep. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Oh, I found out why it's so goddamn hot in this office.
Oh, what do you got?
Turns out the yarn lady has a guinea pig.
Wait, what?
Yarn lady has a guinea pig. A pet guinea pig that can't be in, I guess, colder than certain temperatures.
Okay.
So all the heat gets turned up because... she doesn't want him to die.
And we got to, like, abide by that until that guinea pig passes over to the Rainbow Bridge.
But is she allowed to bring it to work like that?
Well, I bring my dogs to work.
Well, you can't talk about getting them like that. Like, that's not a nice thing.
Plus, you do bring your dogs to work, but you don't, like – it doesn't impact anybody else. Like, nobody else has to sit in an 80-degree office because you brought your dogs.
You know, I was bitching about this, but then when I found out the guinea pig –
it's a guinea pig. You're like,
I'll swelter. I'll sweat my balls off for a guinea
pig. His name is Scooter.
Scooter the guinea pig? Yeah, I already love guinea. I already love Scooter. I haven't even met him yet. Yeah.
You could deal with a little bit of 90-degree weather in an office. Yeah. It's okay.
What are you going to do? Well, you know, we can get another office. Just reiterating that.
One with air conditioning.
The lease is up in October. If somebody wants to go out and look for an office.
You're okay with it now?
Yeah. I'm not doing anything, though.
He knows you're never going to do it.
Yeah. But if I did, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll put Helen on it.
I'm not moving anything either. I moved it all in the first time.
All right. We'll get movers.
Yeah. Let's see here. I got another something for you peoples, and it's Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong, it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off. And your neighbor's kid's socks off. You'll have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Blue Chew Max has arrived, and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Guys, be ready when she needs it. And get your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. And the best part is it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That
we're watching it right
crazy.
Now.
Crazy. I mean, does that just the look scared, like your little girl running around?
Yeah. I showed my wife and she was like, she just could not compute it. Like she couldn't register. Like it was like I frazzled it. There was a short circuit. She was like, how is this possible?
Oh,
it's like,
wow.
It's computers, I said.
And it really looks like she's scared as she's running away.
Yeah.
I mean, it just starts at that, oh, wow. I mean, look, you see it. You see, if you're looking for it, you see
you
where
it's. You can see it fold into each other.
Yeah, like the cat.
Right there. Well, like he turns pink from her drip.
But it's unbelievable.
And there's like a lens flare that like travels because it was in the photo that somebody took.
Oh, yeah, I just saw it on the left-hand side.
Wow, I mean, that is crazy. That is nuts.
It's only, what, like maybe 10 seconds of footage, but it's like jaw-dropping.
It really is.
Yeah.
I've seen examples of this before, but like not like that. Not like someone I know.
Let's see. Some Blue Chew, going back to Blue Chew. Blue Chew won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. That's the mission. Here's a real comment from someone someone had about Blue Chew. I cut diamonds with my tip, dude.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's good to go in a vagina.
Not really, no.
I mean, Jesus
Christ.
That could
be too hard.
Hey, you got to look out for your ladies, boys. Yeah. Like, come on, man. There's a scalpel in there.
Make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for the listeners. Try your first month free of Blue Chew when you use promo code TESD. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code TESD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. I also wanted to say thanks to Kenny Rubinus. Is that how you pronounce his name? He raised some money for Tim doing the doing his cartoons, selling his TESD cartoon things. Yeah,
Oh, thanks,
I've seen quite a few people are just selling stuff to – to help Tim out.
I think people really like Tim, right? Yeah. Like he's kind of like a well-loved guy. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, okay, if you haven't picked up the bonus pod on Bandcamp, search Tim the Record Store Clerk Benefit Pod on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Nobody's been disappointed in that one, right?
No.
Yeah,
no
it's complaints. Like it's a big one.
So how many more episodes are we going to get in before you guys go to Key West?
Well, we got next week.
Okay.
We got next week. If we could do – the only way we could do it is if we did Monday of the following week.
Because we have an emergency.
Ooh.
He doesn't need a podcast, like a benefit podcast, but he's having a life emergency. One of my adopted three sons, Tom.
Uh-oh. He wants to reverse his vasectomy?
he says he's having a midlife crisis and he wanted to know if he could come in and talk to you guys and discuss it. He doesn't know who to turn to and it's a pretty big issue he's going through and he thought that some of the sage-like advice that you guys have come up with over the years, he wondered if you would be so kind as to help walk him through this difficult point of his life.
I'd love to.
Yeah, why not?
If you guys had
like Tom.
Yet?
Midlife crisis?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I talked about it on the show. Like, yeah. I get it. That grip of like, I'm running out of time. I'm running out of youth. I'm running out of energy. I know that feeling. I'm on the other side of it now where I'm like, ah, fuck it. But yeah, I would say like in my mid-40s, like we were in a full blown.
I didn't realize he was as old as he is. He still has that very youth-like appearance and exuberance. I was shocked when he said he was 43.
Yeah.
That's the time when it usually hits.
I think so because you start looking like – because like with the sports car thing where like the cliche is somebody will buy a sports car. I think like you're like, well, how many more cars am I going to own? You know, like these.
What in terms of in your rest?
The rest of my life. So it's
how many more do you want to own?
How many more do I don't like my like if I'm gonna get that Porsche, I don't want a Porsche. But if I'm gonna get that Porsche, it's gotta be now or it's or the next car because I'll be dead after the next car.
You're too old to drive it.
Yeah,
and like, you can't have two cars.
How much money do people have? You know what I mean? It's just like I just feel like you're at the age where you have money, and. And you're running out of runway. I mean, that's what it's all about. You're running out of time.
Running out of runway. That's good.
Yeah, before you launch to heaven, you know?
Take off.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like even me with the DeLorean.
Does the car work? Does it work for people who – does it help ease the
– I think so.
The issues.
I do.
The underlying issues of why you're feeling the way you're feeling. The car will help.
I believe the car will help.
But are there some people that the car really didn't help? It's like, wow, I thought the car might help. It didn't help.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's across the board, but like you're fulfilling that thing of like, I still got it. I'm still young enough to do it. Like, I do think it helps. It's like a band.
I still got it.
Yeah.
And what is it that you have because you have enough moolah to drive the car? I don't know. I've never been a car guy.
Youth, vitality. No. I don't think that – I don't think it's about really the car.
It has to be. At some point, it has to be about the car.
Yeah. It's just like
– the freedom. Like you can still let the wind whip your hair.
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's literally like if I don't fucking make a move, I'm now in a position where I'm going to drive this fucking – Prius for the rest of my fucking life. And I'm running out of time to buy new cars. It's like, this is it. I got to do it now. And I think that too. It's like guys hit a certain age. And I don't know. I can't speak for him, but I think guys hit a certain age. It's just like, am I never going to fuck like a hot chick again? Like, is that? I think guys, you know what I mean? They look
the
at their
disbelief he said it with was awesome.
Yeah. Like they look at their wives and they're aging, and it's just like, have I touched the last young hard body I'm ever going to touch?
Yeah.
Like it's just over. I'm just out of the sexual game for the next 40 years.
It's a tough realization.
It's fucking a horrible realization. Yeah. That's why guys fucking leave their families and shit because they're like, I can't wait. Like I'm just a sexless. Elderly thing for the rest of my life.
It was become invisible to anybody under the age of 50.
Yeah, and like I wake up and
I really hope Tom isn't listening to this episode of TSD with his wife in the car.
I'm not saying it's right.
No, that's not what I just want a car.
I still love you.
No, I think that's a common thing for guys, you know? Like, you know.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm never going to fuck hottie again. I'm only 45. How can that be? I got to fuck it one more hottie while I still can. And I think that overrides people's brains, you know?
It totally clouds their decision making.
I believe so.
And overrides all the.
It doesn't overlook you. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. Yes. You have to find the places where it's acceptable for you to give into that. Guys need that release valve around their mid 40s.
Yeah, but some guys, they're forced to get the Porsche because it's a fucking 25-year-old ain't gonna look at them anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so thank God
you
got to
have something, because the Porsche is like, I have money. Yeah. So if I have money, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, if he's tooling around in like a 2000 Corolla or something, they're going to make a judgment.
Oh, yeah. Rolling down the window. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what guys go through. Yeah. And I'd be interested to hear if women go through kind of the same thing, because I know women deal with the loss of their youth and beauty. Like, that happens.
That happens earlier for women than guys. I was talking to Jordan one time. She's like, I'm done. I hit 30.
Oh,
my God. I was like,
what?
I was like, you're still gorgeous. What are you talking
about? Yeah, that's someone who doesn't have the experience to know that, no, it gets way worse. Yeah, way, way worse, buddy. Yeah, 30 is nothing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wish I was 30 again.
Yeah, well, you won't be.
What would you do differently? What would you do if you were 30 right now?
Oh, well, the drugs would not happen.
No. I thought, well, if you revert to 30 right now, what would you do?
Oh, I'm 30
tomorrow?
Right now?
Yeah.
He's this brain in a 30-year-old body? Okay, so it's still you. You get de-aged. You de-age to 30.
I de-age. Yeah. Benjamin Button down to 30.
Yeah, but it's still you.
Probably make better decisions, like in almost every aspect.
But you're still living with the decisions you've made.
Yeah,
oh, I am. Oh,
you're
not,
just 30.
It's today.
Instead of 30-year-old body.
Yeah. Yeah. You wake up tomorrow morning, you're 30, your body is 30 years old.
Oh, okay.
Your mind
I probably take better care of myself like moving forward. I wouldn't allow myself to yo-yo with the weight and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Save more money, probably.
Because you got more time.
30. Got more time now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, it's still 2025.
Yeah, but he's going to live longer now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, are you spending money like crazy right now?
No, not now, but like from 30 on, yeah.
Okay.
I spent a lot of money.
All those fucking pens and pencils you bought?
Pens I bought.
Watches.
Watches.
How was the last time you brought a high-end pen?
Oh, it's been a long time. It was probably comic book pen days. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We've been doing the slow clap lately. Yeah.
Good on you, man. Yeah.
Well,
you realized that you didn't need that.
How old were you when you were going through that pen phase?
That was probably my mid-40s.
Right?
I couldn't afford a Porsche.
What, the you most got pathetic the midlife crisis ever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
This might be the last pen I ever bought.
It's not, because some guys like spend all their money on strippers and shit like that.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. The pen's the positive.
I still have those pens.
Yeah.
I still got them.
The pen's the positive outlet. You know?
It was a funny thing for somebody who one can't draw and another whose handwriting is almost illegible. I don't know why I really got into fountain pens.
That, like, I would ponder like way more than I should have. Like I spent more time thinking about it than any other thing at the moment. I'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Why would he buy triple figure pens?
I remember sending him links to like glass fountain pens.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Stop feeding this habit.
I know, who knew that the pen habit would have been the preferable one.
Yeah, but you never felt anything like that. No midlife.
A midlife crisis?
In any form.
A crisis.
Masterworks?
I thought you say masturbation.
No.
It's like, you knew? Yeah, you came in all sweaty. Of course I knew. I thought that's why you thought I was sweaty too. No. You thought that me going full born into spending all that money on the Masterwork collection was
shopping for the Masterwork.
You thought that was a midlife crisis
move? I'm saying it could be. It could be considered.
Interesting that you would think that. No, it was just like.
You're trying to recapture your youth by getting the comic books of old.
Oh, my God. Maybe you're onto something. Wow. Made me feel more virile. I would order a masterwork.
Like crazy.
And you're right. I would be all fucking amped up and I'd be like.
Your wife would see it in the mail. She'd be like, oh, no. Tonight's the night.
Don't you have every volume by now? There's 300 volumes.
I remember you'd be like, I gotta make these drawings and sell them so I can buy that masterwork.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Maybe get him onto something. Maybe
but it's not
was.
A negative. But that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily a negative, the midlife crisis. It's how it's
right.
expressed.
I think Tom feels like him reaching out, though. I think it is a detriment to his psyche right now, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he feels it's a positive. He'd like to figure a way to live with it and turn it into a positive.
Great. Let's do that.
I'll bring him over to Fantasies. He'll be fine.
Yeah. The last time I was there, there was a woman eating a tuna sandwich on the stage.
Last time I was there, there was a pregnant lady.
I love Fantasies.
I know. It's awesome.
Wasn't somebody eating yogurt to one?
Yeah, there was a lady eating yogurt. Yeah, she had to finish her yogurt before she gave Frank a lap dance.
God bless Fantasy, man. I love it.
Do you remember when you said tuna, do you remember when the girl from Full House – Lori, or the one who was married to John Stamos in the show, she got her kids scholarship.
Oh,
she
this is a, the yeah. scandal.
Lori
scandal,
and, she, and she was facing jail time.
Yeah.
She went to jail.
And the internet was so against her. I wanted her to serve hard time. I just remember one of the fucking comments I saw. It's priceless. Hope better learn to like tuna, bitch.
I remember you brought that up on the show.
That would horrify me if Lori ever saw that. She's reading the comments and like if she saw that comment, that had to have been like hit the most gut-wrenching, hit the fucking center of your soul comment. You're like, oh, my God.
Am I going to be eating tuna?
Am I
going
to be forced to eat
tuna? And the bitch is like the cream on the – or the icing on the cake. Like, yeah, just like, better like tuna, bitch.
You're going to get raped in prison, bitch.
Yeah, like I can't imagine if like the equivalent was said to me. I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, hope you like hot dogs, bitch.
I know. I'm going on the run. I have something real quick here. It's from Tommy Lincoln. He's doing something for Tim as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. If you go to – here you go.
Tommy Lincoln.
StayFresh.design/shop. Tommy Lincoln is auctioning off the Four Horsemen screens from the Four Horsemen bowling shirts that are signed by me, Walt, and Q.
That Tommy Lincoln, man, never misses an opportunity to prove himself a good dude.
I like Tommy Lincoln.
Yeah, I like Tommy a lot.
Good guy.
Yeah, very good guy. Nice kid, too.
I saw this, Q. I thought you would love this if you were still in school. A high school teacher in Queensland, Australia, hold on as soon as it comes up, reportedly identifies as a cat, licks her hands and hisses at students.
Here we are. Here we are.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, is that a finger wag? Uh-oh. Oh, get him saying this might be too hot topic.
This might
for
be
you,
too
bud.
Hot topic?
I don't know. It's not related. As long as he doesn't connect it to anything else, it's just a crazy woman who thinks she's a cat.
It's a crazy woman who reportedly asked her students to call her Miss Purr.
You know what, dude? It's the first time you've been finger wagged by the official finger wagger. I would just move on. I would just show move people that we're learning. Yeah.
Well, if you want to Google it.
Yeah. Nice. Nice job, get him.
Yeah, we don't need Australia mad at us, too.
Hey, 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 hey.
I think that's all I had for this week.
I have one story.
You had something, Walt?
Yeah, I thought this was.
Oh, you know what? Real quick, Walt, before you even tell your story, I know you're into Doris Day.
I am.
I just watched a Charles Manson documentary. I know. I just watched a Charles Manson documentary, and Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher, was the one who declined. He was a record producer, declined to sign Manson, and that's when they think his downward spiral began. Like, that's when all the murder shit started.
I
thought that was interesting.
He got mad at society.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting that Terry Melcher was Doris Day's son. I didn't know there was any relation there.
You know who Terry Melcher is?
I had heard of him before just because of the Manson stuff, because he was a producer for the Beach Boys, I think.
I think – I don't know if she was on the – she had a good relationship with her kids.
Oh, no.
I think she left everything to her animals.
Oh, wow.
She was a complete animal activist for
– good for her.
Once she got out of Hollywood.
I like that.
Yeah.
What's the name of that guinea pig downstairs?
Scooter.
Scooter. Scooter.
He's right around the corner over here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like to meet Scooter.
Yeah, I see the fucking bane of her fucking...
Oh, come on. You can't blame Scooter for that.
You can blame the yarn lady.
You can blame the yarn lady, not Scooter.
Can, no, you look up, can you look up real quick how, like, what temperature guinea pigs are supposed to be in?
Okay. Well, he's looking, though. Somebody's asked this question for the experts, the sexperts, Brian and Q. My husband says I'm going goblin mode. When we start to have sex, he growls and acts like a caveman and then says goblin mode off when we stop and then pretends to not know what I'm talking about when I ask him about this. He does this every time and I want him to stop it. But then when I ask him about it, he denies he does it.
That's weird behavior.
That's a listener?
Yeah, it's a listener.
She's a husband who every time
– goblin mode activated.
And he growls like a caveman while he's – involved getting
and this wow, I have so many questions. Like, this only started after they were married?
I think it's a recent occurrence, or maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Well, her first option is as soon as she hears goblin mode activated, she could be like, I'm not doing it.
Well, like, she's got to get up then.
She's got to get up and be
call,
like,
oh. Like, put a halt to everything. Yeah, put the
like,
brakes
come on.
On.
Like, enough of the goblin mode shit.
Come up with her own mode. Like,
yeah.
Like, chastity mode engaged. Goblin mode.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And then he's a caveman. He's not even a goblin?
What's the matter?
I found this same email on Reddit from 2 years ago.
Really? Somebody sent it to me?
About goblin mode?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
It's on CopyPasta.
I guess you can't believe everything you read online.
Wow. Somebody's sending me fake shit.
And we were seriously taking our time trying to help him out.
Well, it's AI, help her, man. It's like, you're right, Q.
Yeah,
can't believe anything out there.
We're giving advice for no reason.
Yeah, there was. I heard that like a very popular thing online is a true crime documentary online that's completely fake. That's just made by AI. AI is just coming up with crime cases and making documentaries about them and putting them online. And people love them. They know they're fake, but they love them.
Isn't there enough real shit out there?
Oh, wait, maybe it's again. A little less disturbing.
Hello, hello. Hello? Okay. I can hear it now.
I think this is getting moved.
Okay.
Like, maybe it's a little less disturbing if it's AI crime.
Could be. It's all fake.
Yeah.
Well, you know that there's accusations that Marvel and DC are using AI art in the comics now.
No, get out of here. How there's the a Batman fuck one. Do they think they're going to get away with that? I guess they could. I mean, they don't have the protections, but
how are you going to find it though? If you prompt AI to make something, how do you know it's AI though? Like, how does somebody? You can't find that image because you base it's your image you prompted
right,
on
but
AI.
They
right?
credit the artist though.
Who does? AI does?
No. Marvel and DC.
Oh yeah, well the artist is submitting AI work as his own.
Oh, so it's the artists that are doing
well,
it.
Well, I'm sure that's happening for sure. I know that's happening with scripts. No, for a fact.
Really?
I know, yeah. Somebody sold the script that they did not write and presented it as their own. It's happening. It's going on.
AI wrote it?
AI wrote it.
Wow.
And they sold it. Crazy.
Entirely AI or?
Entirely AI.
Okay. So
and then they went in and gave prompts to adjust it and they sold it as their own. Crazy. It's happening.
Would they have to give the money back if –
I don't know. I have no idea what the rules are. I don't know.
I wouldn't think they'd have to.
Why would they have to? Yeah. It's nuts, though.
Even if they didn't come up with it, like it's not like they can go after the person that did come up with it. If that person doesn't exist, you know?
It's crazy, yeah.
It's the new Wild West, bro.
It's already happening. Yeah. Nuts.
Now the idea is to find a way to capitalize on it, not just watch it destroy you.
Well, my friend who told me that this happened fed one of the he wrote an outline for a script and fed it into AI, and AI wrote a script based on his outline. He did it just to see if it would
do it.
And it did.
And he was able to sell it.
Yeah, no, he didn't sell it. This guy didn't sell it. Oh, the guy, now, the guy he knows sold it.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you do that, would you consider how much changes would you have to make to it to be that you would consider
– personally feel like
– Okay, you, so you, if I was comfortable, yeah. I wouldn't want to do any of it. But if I did, I think you got to do a total rewrite using that as just like a first draft. Then I'd be like, all right, I guess. At least you redid it.
Yeah, like how much extra padding or changing could you make to it then you would feel
– You're talking about me to feel comfortable. I would have to have the script next to me and rewriting it in my own fucking words, word for word, page for page, to even feel comfortable enough to be like, this is mine. But I don't think that's right either. Like, I don't.
Okay.
Where's the joy in that? Like, where's the fun in?
Yeah.
Like the reason that I do shit
the
is
money.
Sure. Yeah. I guess.
See, let's say you're having like writer's block, or you're having trouble figuring out how to go from point A to point B. You feed it into a AI, and it actually gives you a like the inspiration, and then you flesh it out even more. It gives you a framework. You're like, okay, that makes sense. Now I'm going to flesh it out.
You're making a good argument. I don't know. I don't know where the line is, honestly. I wouldn't want to do that myself. I only like to do things that I feel like I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I was writing the 800th episode of Law and Order, I might be like, I don't know, write a Law and Order episode. You know what I mean? It's not going to kill anybody.
There's nothing in the papers today.
Yeah. But just anything that I'm doing on my own, I wouldn't want to do. I think like – here's where it might be useful. If I'm like I said, I want to write like a sci-fi comedy type of thing, and I have an idea for the spaceship that the guy's in, and I use that AI to I wrote like whatever
this description.
Yeah, but I was like, write a yellow spaceship that's boxy in the back and blah 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 blah, and it came out with something fairly close to what I was thinking, and I printed it out and put it on the wall for inspiration while you know what I mean, but like.
Okay, now
– that's different to me in a way.
Now going down that path a little further, you get that initial image.
Yeah.
Then you start adding in prompts.
Yes.
To change that image.
Yeah.
Does that – do you feel that is creative?
Yeah. Look, it's not my first option, but I think that the way things are headed that you would be foolish to say that that's not creative, because I think that's going to be a major tool going forward.
Like learning how to – it's almost like I feel that that's almost like learning how to use a brush in a different way.
Yeah, I could see that argument.
To accomplish a goal, like you know, you need to know what prompt to put in to get what you want.
Yeah.
So I you know.
Well, for me, it's like I don't know how to draw, and I don't know how to do that shit. So for like to do storyboards for myself, I don't think I have a problem with that. But to do artwork of Batman hitting the Joker and sell it to DC, I'm like, that doesn't sound like. Why did you get into the game? Like, what are you doing? So I don't know. It's a weird one, man. It's a fucking – it's a thorny issue and you know, I don't –
See, like I can see it like if you're like you're trying to imagine something in your head like someone getting hit in a certain way.
Yeah.
And then you pull up a prompt and then you use that as
– Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
No, I'm not saying trace it or submit it directly, but like you're like, okay.
Like a reference for yourself to
draw. Yes.
Like, I asked Walt. Yeah, that's a question.
Yeah, I would think that – as long as you're not taking that image and just like and taking it and not
like tracing
altering
it
at all or doing anything to it and submitting it,
yeah.
I don't see how it helping you see something from an angle you can't replicate maybe in the real world.
Yeah.
I would think it's a tool that would be your benefit.
They have those, what is it, those wooden little figures that you can move so that you can kind of like,
Yeah. Or people watch movies where they look for scenes in movies that are created by CGI and it's the same thing. I don't know, man. It's a fucking thorny one, man.
Yeah.
It's a thorny one. I do know that nothing I ever write, I wouldn't want to ever represent a machine as myself.
Yeah.
But
I just wonder what AI – is AI producing something that is equal to a human?
Sure. I think the answer is yes, don't
because,
you?
Because like AI art, like you can see the problems in it.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll work those bugs out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But will it? But if I ask AI to be like, draw me a rough sketch of Batman fighting the Joker, you probably wouldn't see those mistakes. It could probably handle that.
Yeah, well, that's a rough sketch. But I'm saying –
That's how this artist got why he was – put under the microscope because there was imperfections in there that he didn't remove.
Yeah, that to me is not
– like he should have went in there and looked for all the weird little bugs that give it away and he didn't.
And people are against it, and the people are not happy with him.
People are upset by it, yeah. I think there was a segment that was upset by it, and it's a form of cheating, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's too thorny an issue.
There's too much information at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to have, like, to be able to think about it and hold both ideas in your head where you're like, all right, it might not be the worst thing in the world, but it also might be really bad. You know what I mean? Right. Like, to have that ability to look at both of the sides.
With this much information, man, it makes me really think that it would be better if we lived in the dark ages.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No indoor toilets and shit like that?
I think we'd be happier.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Ignorance is bliss.
Good. Give me the dark ages.
Well, the only music you hear is some dickhead down at the local tavern, like strumming a lute or whatever. Like, I don't know.
All the things we don't got to deal with though anymore.
But no Led Zeppelin. No, like, you know, no great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dark are you talking?
I'm talking about, you know, about 15th century.
Okay, so everybody's sick from, like, the most minor
plagues and shit.
People are being accused of witchcraft.
Yeah.
Burned alive at the stake. Heresy.
I'd rather have AI.
Yeah, I think it's just deal with AI.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.